always like to say that radio can really bring people together. And of course, radio has a history of informing and entertaining communities and neighborhoods. And there are so many low power radio stations around here that serve neighborhoods and towns, and they're doing some great work, and even regionally as well. So right now we highlight that work in our occasional segment that we like to call Low Power to the People.
This is KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, the city with a spare harbor for you.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of March 17th, 2018. My name is Signe, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The nesting season has
This is Leo Bayview for KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Community Radio. The Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon for 2017.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening live to 99.5 KTWHLP here in beautiful Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Chef Uriah, and welcome to the Hot Dish Imperative. It's another wonderful day on the North Shore. Rumor has it that spring is getting closer than not. About this time of year.
And on this edition of Low Power to the People, we are definitely going outside the loop. We are going all the way to Minnesota. That's right, Two Harbors, Minnesota. We are talking to some good folks over at KTWH. That's 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Community Radio. On the line with us this morning from the studios of KTWH, we have co-founder, board chair, Leo Bayview, and we have a board member and morning show host, Katya Gordon. Hey, Katya and Leo, thank you for joining us this morning from the studios of KTWH, and hello from Chicago.
Thanks for having us. Hello from Two Harbors.
Yeah, hello to the southern end of the Great Lakes.
So, you, Two Harbors, you know, that's a nice place to start this. Two Harbors sits on Lake Superior. I mean, really, you are right on Lake Superior. Tell us briefly, Two Harbors, what kind of a place is that? Because maybe some folks are hearing this right now and they're thinking, well, I've heard of Minnesota, but I don't know if I've heard of Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Yes. Well, we are just so proud of our little community, and the radio is one great chance to shout it out. So I'm so glad you asked. We are a town of just a few thousand. The station is on Main Street, which is maybe a half mile from the lakefront. And, you know, when I do my morning program, I bike to work every morning and get a tune on what's happening with the wind and waves before I get into the station, and then I can let everyone know what's going on. So we really are a community right on the lake, and we talk about that all the time, and big part of our life here.
A regular part of the morning shows is the shipping news, because we ship iron ore out to the great wide world from here. We're a major seaport for shipping of iron ore.
Yeah, you really are right on the water, and that town, I can just tell that there, you have a lot of pride in who you are, and I know that KTWH is a part of that. Leah, let me ask you this. How long has this been going on, KTWH? How long have you been on the air?
We've been on the air since September 13th of 2015, so we've just passed our 30-month mark in our third year.
Well, congratulations with that. And so I want to ask you, why do a community low-power radio station like this? Because, you know, I think a lot of times we think about radio and big, powerful radio stations across the country. And that's great, but there are many of these low-power FM stations. Why did Two Harbors want a community radio station?
Well, I can answer that one way, in that when I first heard about there being a radio station here, I immediately sensed that, you know, there's a lot of big problems in the world. There's a lot of news out there. And, you know, here in Two Harbors, we're not necessarily going to solve the big problems in a big way. But for our community to be having conversations with each other and just enjoying each other through the radio is just an amazing boon for any community. And I think especially for a small town. I mean, when I get up in the morning and turn it on, I feel like I'm having a little conversation with whatever host is on there. And, you know, it's just an endless opportunity for any citizen. You know, there's a citizen who said, well, I'm a veteran, and I want to tell veterans what they're, what's available to them in this town. So he does a veterans show, and, you know, there's just, there's a chef here in a restaurant, and he said, well, I like to talk about food, and I want to have a food show, so he does that. And as for me, you know, my morning show, it's a lot of music, but I also get to approach anyone in town and say, hey, can I interview you for the radio? And, you know, everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has something to offer, and so it's really part of a community conversation that we are just really honored to have in this town. I just think it's a great enrichment for any town.
When we look at the programming that you have, it's a combination of some syndicated stuff that's all nonprofit, but also, like we've been talking about, it's very much a part of the community. And that's the great thing about community radio, listener-supported radio, is if you feel like you have something to say, maybe you would like to start a show, you can start that process, petition to get a show. And really, that is so fantastic to have this voice of the community so readily accessible to everybody.
Right. That's exactly how it is. I mean, it's just, there's a minimum of red tape, and that, I found that out by starting it up myself. And I got lucky. I mean, I got to start it when we were really young, so there was, it was very hands-on, and, you know, I got to, pretty soon, I was doing music and doing interviews, and no one's told me to stop, so here we go.
We're constantly encouraging people, if there's something they care about, that they know a lot about, that they just want to hear on the radio, here's the program proposal form. What's the name of the show? How long is it? And what kind of training do you need? And we've had a lot of people who've never done radio before, about 20 of them on the air now, they've never done radio before.
Let me ask you this question. If I find myself in Two Harbors, guys, what should I do? What are some things I might want to check out aside from listening to KTWH-FM?
Well, that is a great question. We're very always proud of our art community around here. There's untold number of artists. I think it's because Lake Superior is just such a healing place. We have the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, which we actually take a radio. We broadcast that live, and it starts right here in Two Harbors. It's the longest sled dog marathon in the lower United States, and it's a qualifier for the Iditarod in Alaska. And it's just always a huge deal here in Two Harbors, and, you know, we get to see them at the start, and then we get to see them again a couple days later in the middle of the night as they're coming back through. So,
but it's me who gets to freeze their tush covering that.
That's right.
With our youth radio.
Neil gets up there with the high schoolers and interviewing the mushers. And
so, good times over in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It sounds like a great community, and if I'm ever up that way, I'm going to come in and say hi. But in the meantime, we can check out ktwh.org. Again, that is the website that streams the signal of KTWH-FM 99.5 in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Leo Babu is the co-founder and board chair of that radio station, and Katya Gordon is a board member and morning show host. Hey, Leo and Katya, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Sounds like you got a great operation up there. Good luck. Congratulations on everything so far, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. We will see you on the radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Again, KTWH.org for that radio station in Two Harbors, Minnesota. This is Outside the Loop. Mike Steven here with you. We'll take a short break and be right back after these here on 720 WGN.